What's up, guys? It's your girl Riva, and I'm back again with another video. If you're new to this channel, hi, my name is Riva. It's very nice to meet you. Before we get into this video, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Make sure you guys give this video a thumbs up. And as I always say, make sure you guys leave your comments in the comment section down below. It does not matter how you feel about this video. We all want to talk about it. Also, if you're not following me on Instagram, follow my Instagram. It's at @RIVAH_JORDON. And guys, excuse me, listen, I saw this video, and it's actually going to be almost like a two-part video, just because, you know, the second part of the video, which I want to talk to you guys about, right, is basically she did a duet, which is basically like the lady was giving, the other part of this video, the lady is giving her response to this part of this, of the video. So I wanted to show you guys this full part so that you guys can understand more of where the other person was coming from. So I'm just going to go ahead and press play. As I'm playing it, you guys will understand kind of like what I was talking about. But let's just go ahead and get into it.
I just want to know, because I have too many clients, too many male clients that are married. Ladies, married women, I want y'all to get on here, and I want y'all to explain to me, because this doesn't make sense to me. Because if I was married, my husband would get this cooch, like I'm lost. How are y'all in the house with your husband 2 and 3 months at a time and ain't putting out? I just talked to my friend who said that him and his wife have had sex once this year. It's the 12th of February. Like, I don't... What? And if y'all need to communicate, if he ain't turning you on, tell him. If he ain't smelling amazing, tell him. But to deprive him, deprive yourself, deprive y'all, I don't understand it. And I'm not married. Like, I don't understand. Like, and if I was married, I wouldn't understand. Like, so please, please, just please enlighten me. Don't come down on me. I just want to understand as an unmarried, because this is actually why the wives be getting cheated on. Like, how are y'all not doing the one thing they locked y'all down to do? That's the most important lockdown part. The food and the...
First of all, absolutely, she's very, very comical, but first of all, 100%, like, you know, she's speaking from, you know, her personal experience, somebody that she knows that's married. It's February, and he said he didn't have any, like, nothing happened this month, you know, and the one key word that she used that I really, really like is the word deprive. You know, deprivation, because you're literally depriving your counterpart of access to you intimately, but then you don't want them to go out and seek it elsewhere. So she's asking, you know, why is it that if you're married, you are not sleeping with your counterpart? And the reason why I like this so much is because she said us unmarried folks don't understand, right? So she's saying she's not married. So she's trying to figure out what happens when you get married that makes it, you know, that changes it where now you're not giving that person access. Because we know in the dating world that this does not even exist, right? Before a man marries you and you guys are just dating, talking, courting, whatever the case might be, this is not even an option. Like, you are definitely putting it down. But what is it that ticks, or what is it that happens that creates this space that you feel like you just don't want to give him access in, and that should just be it, and he should be okay with it, and he should just go sit down somewhere and, like, twiddle his thumbs, you know? When he literally has, he's supposed to have access to your body, but you're like, oh, well, kind of get over it. I'm not doing anything with you. I don't want you watching nothing. I don't want you going out here, but you have to work on my timing, right? So I love the way that she posed this question. You know, because she's like, she was saying that she's not married. She doesn't understand. And even if she was married, she still wouldn't understand, because it's, you're depriving yourself as well. Like, you're depriving him, but you're also depriving yourself. And I do want to say that I think one key thing that she said about depriving him and yourself is that a lot of women don't know their bodies, okay? So it's not the same fulfillment that that the male counterpart is getting that they're getting, because they're not aware of how everything works, okay? So sometimes it's just it's a chore to them, because they don't really know enough about their bodies to make it not a chore, right? To make it something that's enjoyable for them. So in one aspect, you know, some women don't feel like they're depriving themselves because they don't feel like they're getting anything out of it. But it's also because they're not in tune with themselves to know even how to get something out of it. So anyways, so she posed this question, okay, what's going on? Why are y'all in a house with a man depriving him, going on months at a time? Like, what's the issue? Because I don't get it. And then I want you guys to see this response.
In the house with your husband.
I'm a married mother of 3 children, ages 4, 3, and 2. Sometimes I work a full 40-hour job. Sometimes I'm a stay-at-home mom. But either way it goes, I'm doing majority of the housework. Majority of the housework. I'm cooking. I'm the one cleaning. I'm the one taking care of the kids. I'm the one, when I get off work, I have to pick them up from the babysitter and take them home and bathe them and put them down to sleep. So, like, once I'm done with that whole chaotic day and I put the kids down to sleep, you think my husband coming home and trying to fuck me is something that's on the top of my list of things to do? Because it's not, especially if he's not taking me out on dates or making me feel special about anything that I'm doing and thinking just paying bills is going to be like, oh, here's the cooch. Because it doesn't work that way. At least for me, it doesn't. Like, I would like to be winding down to something or flirted with or made to feel beautiful and not just feel like I have to give it up because I'm his wife. Like,
okay. So, what I'm going to say is going to be so, like, against the grain, but it has to be said. Number one, okay, and you know River gonna tell you the truth, and I talk out of love and honesty and just putting it out there. Number one, okay, if that is your attitude about how you have to do everything and everything's on you and da 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 da, and you're not communicating this, you know, you're communicating it here in this space, but you're not communicating this to your spouse. Especially the energy of, like, the last thing I want him to do is come home trying to F me. I want to be wined and dined. I want to be this and that. That attitude already, that energy already, like, who would even want to wine and dine you? Because you sound miserable, okay? You sound miserable. Blink twice if you need help. Like, that's how you sound. Like, you don't sound like it's something that's just a part of you or it's a part of your nature. And I want to say this. I feel as though whenever you see women complaining about their duties, okay, hold on, let me back up, okay? There's roles that should be established in relationships, right? These roles should be known from the beginning of time, from the beginning of, like, before you even have children, right? Like, what do you think our life would be like when we have children? As a wife, you know, you're supposed to, you know, clean. I want you to take care of them, da 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 da. I'll go out here and I'll provide, you know, financially for you guys. And then we're going to work this balance. Or, you know, you kind of figure out those roles with each other, right? Which would be great if it happened prior to you having children. Sometimes it takes one child for you guys to kind of figure this out. But at child 3, these roles should just be 100% established, right? But you, as a spouse, as a woman, as a wife, have to vocalize if you need assistance. Don't stay quiet, okay, and not say anything and think that he's supposed to be a mind reader and walk around miserable and then say, oh, well, I'm mad because you didn't help me this, or I'm mad because you didn't help me that. Like, the importance of your relationship should be at the forefront of your mind as well as your children. He the one who gave you those kids, okay? But it shouldn't be a thing like, oh, well, let me just leave him to the dust and let me just do all this stuff since I have to do this. Like, no, like, if it's important to you to have that kind of kindred relationship, what is the problem with having communication? Like, babe, I'm tired, okay? I'm tired. Can you just help me out? Tonight, can you pick up the kids? I need to go do this. Tonight, can you help me with this? I need to go do this. More times than not, that man is going to say yes. A lot of women complain about being overwhelmed, stressed out, this, that, and have never vocalized it to their partner. Never. Like, their partner has no idea, that he just thinks that she got it because she always got it. You know, he doesn't know that he even needs to step in. He doesn't even know that his assistance is needed because she's just walking around doing everything and then miserable, and he can't even figure out why because he's not a mind reader. You know, he might go up to her like, babe, what's wrong? Nothing. Okay. You know, it's not out of whack for her to tell me nothing. It's Tuesday. She usually got an attitude anyway. Like, how can we, how can you want to have that good relationship with your spouse or want to have that, you know, date night, lovey-dovey relationship if you're just kind of blocked off, focused solely on the children and not focused on your relationship? And he's over here just doing his own thing, not knowing what's going on because you're not communicating these things. Okay? And then, I hate to say it, but the problem or the issue is with this situation is that you don't sound fun, okay, and kind of nice. You don't sound as pleasant to come home to, right? For example, I'm just using this as an example. I don't know any of these people personally. I'm just using her talking point as an example, right? So he comes home to this kind of like miserable attitude, or, you know, you're ignoring him. You're focused on the children. You know, you're focused on doing everything else. You have an attitude with him because you really want help, but you didn't communicate that, right? And he spends most of his time at work, okay? Most people spend majority of their time at work, Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day. They're some at a place, a different place, somewhere else, around some people that you probably don't even know. Okay, then they have this, you know, nice little work wife or nice little ladies at work that's treating them like the man that they are. You know, seeing them in a place of maybe power or authority and like respecting them. And then he's coming home to you, who's not giving him that. Okay, beautiful women every day that he sees at the grocery store, at the mall, you know, at work, on Instagram, and he comes home to you and has no access to you. No access. So it's kind of pushing this person away from you and then saying, don't touch anyone else, but don't touch me either. Don't go anywhere else, but I don't want you either. Not realizing like you're playing on this person's feelings, emotions, and all of that. Like all because of a conversation that was lacking. All because you didn't establish like, hey, like I need your assistance. I need help. Like, can you help me? Can you come here and can you do this? Can you do that? That's one of the fastest ways to kind of like mess up things in a relationship is to deprive. Okay? Because it creates this wall between the two of you. And again, vocalizing, having communication, like, I don't know why people act like men don't have ears, like don't have a mouth, cannot communicate. And like, it's just so much easier to call your friends, call your homegirls, come on social media and like complain about this person instead of actually talking to this person and solving the problem. Sometimes I feel like some people just don't want to solve the problem. They just want to complain, right? Like they just want to have something to say. Because if you actually wanted to solve the problem, you would communicate with your partner. But I had to bring this to you guys. Now you guys understand what I was saying about the two-part. I don't get it. Okay. Get in the bed. That's the only thing I can say. You need to get in the bed. Okay. Solve some problems. Sometimes you be arguing, you get in that bed, you forgot what you was arguing about. But let me know what you guys think about this in the comment section down below. I genuinely want to know you guys' feelings, thoughts, opinions. So leave that in the comment section. Hit that subscribe button. Give this video a thumbs up. And again, if you're not following me on Instagram, follow my Instagram. It's at @rivah_jordon. Thank you guys so much for watching. And I will see you guys in the next video. Love you.